Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Or Kenny.
Bam Rodriguez was the other fight too, by the way. Like Bam Rodriguez. But this is another
I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Raya season special. It's in Saudi Arabia, so who knows?
It's gonna be at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, man. We'd be lucky if it was 11 o'clock in the morning. It might be like 2 in the afternoon.
Is this what is happening?
Nice little boxing card, but His Excellency.
This weekend?
Yeah, on Saturday. He's putting it on, and it's in Saudi Arabia. It's a good card. It's like a really, really good card, but it's happening in the middle of the day. Pay-per-view. Ain't nobody going to be watching that around here.
Real quick, too, just before we get back to the Kings, I saw Canelo wants to fight Crawford again. Please don't.
Well, no, he said he wants that get back.
He's going to get put down. That's all I got.
They're talking. They said talks are happening right now.
Okay.
Turkey's going to make it happen.
What's going to make it happen?
Turkey. That's the Prince Ali Sheikh, or whatever I think his name is. That's his name, Turkey.
And just to round this out, the Sharks won 3-2 in a shootout yesterday. So
there we go.
Go Sharks.
3-2. If you put those two numbers together, that's still not by as many points as the Kings lost by.
It's true.
Anybody lose 4-1?
You take one of those numbers, and that's how many wins the Kings have.
Well, yeah.
The other number isn't far off. What a disaster.
Yeah.
What a disaster. This is
all just out in the open, too. Like, it's like, all these guys might have quit. Oh, we're not seeing enough effort. It's like, no, what we're seeing is what's happening.
Let me ask the question. I think we have all assumed, and we could be right, but I just want to do our journalistic duties and not assume, ask the question. Do you think, let's go with LaVine and DeRozan, you think they have quit on this team?
That is such a strong...
Yeah, it's strong.
I don't. Can I play with words a little bit?
I don't think
they have any interest.
Yeah, I was gonna say this
playing in a Kings uniform. Or I know they're talking about, oh, it's hard. Oh, you wonder what's next. I don't think they care.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. To play with words as well, but I don't think they're invested. I don't think they just like. Or just whatever, like I'm just going to walk around the court. Like, I don't think they do that, but I don't think they're invested in the outcome or the future of this organization.
Definitely not the future, yeah. Jesse?
We can kind of broaden it out. I don't think it's just a Zach and DeMar thing either. I think it's a lot of the vets that just aren't bought into what's going on right now. It's just, no one's bought in. I guess now you're seeing guys quit as a result, but it's beyond DeMar and Zach, too. I don't want to just put it on both of them.
Why do games like last night happen? Like, for example, Malik. Malik was really bad yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, and when I say bad, I mean Malik took, four shots?
Mm-hmm.
Was he 1 of 4? Malik was 1 of 4 last night. That's Malik. I didn't question Malik going into last night. It feels like, we wonder if this loss will snap him at him, and if this loss will snap him at him, will the embarrassment get to be too much? Will the frustration get to be too much? Will they have that film session, that practice, that whatever, that brings them together? Will that happen? And I think what's more likely to happen is just resignation to losing. Mm. Like Malik, who I don't think has mailed it in at all this season. But of all of these guys, who has more of an excuse to do it? Y'all didn't even want me here. Everybody else is quit. Why do I got to bust my ass out here? Mm-hmm. You're playing DeMar 15 minutes. Play me 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Keep myself healthy for my next basketball team, which may not exist given $18 million is some sort of insurmountable contract.
That's
now
the new
to be
$60
traded.
Million a year.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I don't know how that happened.
It feels like we've gotten to the point where, and Kyle talked about this a little bit on the Insiders, where Scott Perry has to start, and I know this is the wrong guy to even broach this topic up with because he's, so locked in on the value and stuff, but he may have to start, taking bad deals just to get people out of here. And that doesn't mean attaching a pick or anything else like that, but if you think Malik Monk...
But give me an example. What's a bad deal?
Let's use Malik Monk for example.
Okay.
Maybe Scott Perry believes I can get a late first rounder for Malik Monk. I can get somebody's early second rounder for Malik Monk and an expiring contract. Maybe that's what he believes he can get.
Okay.
Dog, just take the guy with 2 years left on the deal and get your mid-tier second rounder. Like, that's what you might have to take. I know what you think the value is and what you are pretty confident the value is, but just take what you can get at this point. Kyle said that's where we're at. It's hard to disagree. Same with, DeMar DeRozan. No, I can get a late first for DeMar DeRozan. Dog, get him to the Clippers and just get him out of here. Clippers don't have no pick. And you can't work a third team in. Just get them there and get them out.
So how does that benefit the Kings moving forward? Is it just them being gone?
Them being gone, you get more playing time for guys like Neek.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And
addition maybe, by subtraction.
Yeah. It doesn't make them a better team. But I think it's the start of the process of clearing things out and evaluating the few people that you still have around here.
Okay.
And I don't know, those same type of take what you can get. I don't know what that looks like for Zach LaVine and DeMontis Sabonis. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. I don't know that those exist.
Yeah.
And I think the problem with the scenario you just presented, DeMar is a little bit, I feel like we go over this every time with DeMar. The tricky part is always the Kings don't have cap space. So they can't, you have to, and neither do the Clippers. You can't absorb salary. You have to send something back. Mm-hmm. So the Kings are getting something back. And it's in the range of $24, $25 million a year. It's in the range of the two players that you used examples for. It's in the range of $17, $18 million per year. You're not just getting a second round pick. Mm-hmm. You're getting some contract, and in both those cases, both of those player examples that you use, you want that contract to expire. Mm-hmm. And without that, because we've been over this, Malik, I think, is 3 years, so it might be a little different than with Malik. Maybe you just deal with having a contract on your books next season. Mm-hmm. But with DeMar, you can't take money back for DeMar. LA, we'll do a deal with you, but you have to send us something back that's expiring. Mm-hmm. Those are the terms. Yeah, with Malik, it could be a little bit different. It's just for the other two. I don't know how you do that. I mean, again, I call a spade a spade. It's his most brilliant idea, the Bill Simmons trade. $70 million of expiring. I don't remember all of the parameters of the trade. I just know that $70 million in expiring money comes back to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And you're off, I think, a Malik contract. And Malik, was it Zach. Domas? Or was it was Zach?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Absolutely.
I'll take that.
That was a really good deal for the Kings.
It was a real good deal. I don't want to say it was a really good deal for everybody. It was a deal that made sense for everybody, given the needs that they all have. Mm-hmm. It was a great deal for Scott Perry. I don't know. I think the next 3 months will tell a pretty interesting story. Dallas is pretty clear with their intent. Dallas seems to have two things. Dallas seems to have full intent on trading Anthony Davis, mm-hmm, and not trading Kyrie Irving. Okay. Trae Young, I think, is a mystery. Despite his comments today, I think LaMelo Ball is a mystery because Charlotte can make a decision for themselves. Oh, it's fine that LaMelo Ball doesn't want out of here, but if we get a trade proposal that we like, we're going to take it because, mm-hmm, we're going nowhere with him. And that's our own fault. That's not LaMelo's. That's their fault. And I feel like I'm leaving another big name out. But
you said AD, Trae Young, Ja?
Ja, thank you. Yeah, Ja Morant. If Anthony Davis is a Maverick, John Moran is a Grizzly. If Trae Young is just on a contract that's going to run out, even though he has the player option, but if he's just going into that contract where he could potentially leave Atlanta for nothing, that's going to tell the story of what this apron situation looks like.
Yeah.
Because right now, this offseason was an anomaly. That's the outlier. This last offseason was the outlier. But if we get through this trade deadline, now all of a sudden it's not an outlier anymore. Now it's starting to, is this the new norm? And then the true, hey, we've got the apron era here next offseason. You know, when July gets here and big contracts aren't being signed, big contracts can't be moved, like, LeBron James is a free agent next season. I understand he's 40, but what franchise in this league wouldn't want LeBron James on their team for the final years of his career or year of his career?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they'll be able to sign him. That doesn't mean they'll want to sign him. It's because of the obviously you want LeBron James, but the money just, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. And it's we're walking into something I'm sure that has happened before, but maybe not anything we've experienced, certainly in recent memory, when free agent became a big thing and insiders became a big thing and Twitter and contracts and every detail of everything we saw getting, or everything that's happening, getting, you know, thrown right in front of our face. We've never seen it like this before.
Right.
And Domas and Zach are a part of that. Those are big contracts that their team may try to move, and it just might not be possible.
And you mentioned that Scott Perry's got some strikes on him. And I think you're spot on. And he's got a – whatever he wants to do, we may agree with him, we may not like it. Here in Sacramento, if it's the Christie evaluation and all this other – whatever he wants to do – I know this is Captain Obvious. He better be right. The vision that he has, if he looks at this roster and this organization, says everybody needs to go, all right, get everybody out here, and you better hit. Because the Dennis Schroeder signing is looking fishy right now. He's getting a strike for that. I'm not saying it would have completely changed the fortunes of this year or nothing like that, but from everything both of us heard, Trae Young was there for him. He said, I don't want Trae Young. Not interested. Okay. I respect that. I understand why. I get it. Dog, you better, you got to start hitting. You got, whether the draft, trade, free agency, you got to start making some right moves. Mm. Lee Clifford was cool. That's a nice start. He's cool. You got back into the first round. Good job by you. You got it. Scott Perry, the clock has started for you. Your evaluation,
yeah, that clock is on.
Your evaluation has started.
Yeah.
This whole, oh, you know, Monty left this for him, that's done, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, it has started. Make your next moves your best moves.
And unfortunately, Scott, you can't afford to miss. Yeah, you can't afford to miss. And you've again, you talk a good game. And you've got bars like hostages, volunteers, not hostages. And they're making that line look dumber by the day. Because it may be the best way to equate what we're watching is a bunch of hostages playing basketball.
And Drew Down in the chat, Drew Down _88
Oh, terrible.
In the chat, says Trae Young is exactly what this team doesn't need, build through the draft. That's fine, too. Dog, you better draft the right person. All that sounds good until you draft in mid-players.
Can I go a step further?
Go ahead, my bad.
You better draft the right people.
Yes.
Because it ain't one person. You can't draft Kevin Knox.
No.
Because that's one of your draft picks. RJ Barrett is probably your best draft pick as being a part of the Knicks, as being the general manager of the New York Knicks. Scott Perry drafted Obi Toppin, Emmanuel Quickly. He drafted Quentin Grimes, Deuce McBride, Trevor Kells. That's the list of players that Scott Perry drafted as the general manager of the New York Knicks from 2017 to 2023. He was here, a part of the organization, when De'Aaron Fox was drafted. He was a part of the Orlando Magic organization when Victor Oladipo was drafted and when Aaron Gordon was drafted. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much credit he gets for those. I don't even know what his job was in Orlando. But the picks that have his name on it are Kevin Knox, RJ Barrett, Obi Toppin, Emmanuel Quickly, Trevor Kills, Quentin Grimes, and Deuce McBride.
And there's players on there like Quickly and Barrett that I like. You know, I liked Kevin Knox coming out of Kentucky. I thought he was going to be a good ball player. He was not. So the whole thing for me is always, and we've said it a number of different times, I don't really care how you do this. If you want to trade for Trae Young and go about it that way, cool. If you want to say, nope, not going to do that, and I'm going to go through the draft, cool. I don't care. I don't have a preference or a need to go about it one specific way.
Mm-hmm.
It just needs to be right, and the results need to be there. And that's where we're at now. The results, the wins, and the losses. That's all that matters. And Scott needs to hit on all of that. He needs to hit on all of that.
Mikal Bridges and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander were the two picks taken after Kevin Knox. I'm pointing that out not as a way to disparage Scott Perry in his draft selections, but as a way of pointing out, one, it doesn't just happen to Sacramento. Two, I mean, the Chicago Bulls took Wendell Carter. The Orlando Magic took Mo Bamba. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander still went 11th. The Philadelphia 76ers, Mikal Bridges is a very good player. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander went 11th.
Mm-hmm.
He went between the two Bridges brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford to miss. You can't, this upcoming draft, you can't draft Kevin Knox and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or one of the two Bridges brothers mm-hmm. wind up somewhere else. You can't do that. You're not afforded that opportunity here. You cannot miss.
Let me go a step further.
Because this isn't New York. Free agents, like agents aren't calling you to get their players there. Mm-hmm. You're in Sacramento. This is different.
Let me go a step further and ask you a question. I think I've asked this before too. But if you, and I'm not talking about the position player, I'm talking about the type of player in the production. If you say no to Trae Young, LaMelo Ball, and or Ja Morant, you can't draft Keegan Murray, in my opinion. And what I mean by that is 13 points per game over the course of 3 or 4 years. Like, if you passing on proven guys, that Trae Young, for example, not a good defender at all, but you know he's 25 and 11 pretty much. You can't say, nah, I don't want to go with that. Let me draft a guy that's going to give me career 13 and 8. That's a failure.
Mm.
That's a failure. And that's the predicament that he's in. Like, you're going to pass on these guys that are proven, that are all relatively young, and you want to build in the draft? Cool. That's good. Those guys need to be equal or better, I think. Else this is never really going to turn around. Like, you're just going to kind of be middling. Keegan Murray isn't a bad player. This production isn't a bad player, that of a bad player at all. But that's not a franchise player. That's not somebody that's going to change your fortunes single-handedly. And that's what he needs to do in this situation. He needs to find at least one of those guys, if not two.
Yeah, it's a... I guess the most difficult part of all of this is the starting point. Where do you start? Where do you start this process? Because we're not even at Thanksgiving and we're projecting out to the draft. Talking about how Scott can't mess this draft up. There's about 50 things Scott could mess up before we even get to the draft.
Hmm.
And those are also things, much like the draft, much like Kevin Knox and having Bridges, Shea, Bridges, and whoever else. I think Anthony Simons is in the 20s of that draft.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 50 things before then that you can't miss. It's how you move on if you move on from DeMar DeRozan. How you move on if you move on from Zach LaVine. How you move on if you move on from Domantas Sabonis. And if you don't, or maybe more appropriately, if you can't, then what? Because again, we could all talk about what we want to do. But what if you can't do it? Mm-hmm. We think it's so easy because there's trademachine.com. It's not. It's the game's different.
And that's
those contracts are difficult to move.
And that's where I said earlier, if you can, you got to make the move. Like, as opposed to waiting and being like, no, I'm only going to do it for this price. Like, yeah, I did with the Kuminga thing. Which is probably right in that particular situation. Like, no, I'm not going to overpay. Like, I know what the value is. I'm going to offer this. If you want to do it, cool. If not, we don't have to. That worked in that situation. I don't feel like you can do that with the DeMar situation. Like, if you have deals available, even though they're not exactly what you want, I'm not saying today, literally, probably can't even be traded today, but I'm not saying today, but soon enough, like, you can't overplay your hand if you're Scott Perry in that situation. You might have to give a little bit to make sure he's in a spot that he needs to be in, and you can start moving forward with what you need to do as the general manager of this team to kind of make sure this team is good and moving in the direction that you want it to be.
Lots of steps ahead for Scott Perry, none of which he can skip.
I would say by hook or crook, I don't care how it gets done or where it comes from, he needs to find that next franchise player within the next two drafts/summers. I'm not going to put it all on this summer, this draft, or nothing like that. But I would say within this draft, the next draft, that next franchise guy who you think or hope is going to be the franchise guy needs to be on the roster.
Mm.
If not, kind of wasting time.
Or maybe you just don't have the ability to do it.
Yeah, maybe you can't evaluate good enough to find it. And now we need to evaluate your position.
Well, and that leads us all the way back to 4 hours ago. That's the cycle of this organization. Scott Perry's not going to put this together fast enough. The owner's going to react. And then we're just going to start the process all over again.
And even then, like, just to be clear what I'm saying, you don't have to be back in contention in 2 years.
No, I hear you. But you got to have the guy.
You got to have the guy. All right.
But that's my point. The owner has not exercised. It's what Eddie was talking about earlier. You probably didn't have to trade Tyrese when you did. Like, we know the end result because we saw it. The immediate result. Mm-hmm. We saw it. We don't know what the result would have been if Tyrese was here. We think we do, but we don't. Mm-hmm. What if Mike was here with Tyrese and De'Aaron? Then what? But we didn't see it through. We made a move. We used a young player to acquire an established star because we thought we had the foundation of our future.
Mm-hmm.
And we were wrong. We'll come back. Hold that thought. Mm-hmm. You got a thought. Hold that thought. We'll come back. Stilo and Casey brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Tyler Perry movie? Matilda.
The little white girl. Like the kid, Matilda.
Oh, yeah, Matilda's not a Tyler Perry movie, I don't think.
Matilda's not a what?
It's not a Tyler
You're
Perry
Madea,
movie.
Not Matilda. Oh,
I don't know what the hell Matilda is. Wasn't Matilda the name of the British Bulldog Bull Pitbull?
That's a good knowledge. It might have been.
Was it? I think it was.
It might have been. That would actually line up because Matilda's, I think it's like an English, she's an English little girl.
Name of the British Bulldog's dog? I'm pretty sure it's Matilda.
I think it's
Matilda.
Too. Yeah, that's good knowledge by you.
It's Matilda.
Good knowledge. Yeah.
They tried to get it to attack Bobby the Brain Heenan at WrestleMania 4. I remember that. I think Bobby dog napped it.
They did. They did steal the dog at one point. I remember that.
I remember George the Animal Steel once kidnapped Elizabeth.
Well, that's crazy.
Because he had a crush on her.
That's.
Yeah.
These non-talked-about stories.
Sir, that's a crime. That's
a legit Me Too storyline in WWE. Like, come on, man. Goodness gracious.
Oh, brother. Yeah. But yeah, Matilda is one of Anthony Edwards' favorite movies, I think.
Danny DeVito in that movie.
I've never seen it. Have you seen it?
No, I've never seen it either.
That's a little before you.
Legit never heard of it.
It came out in 1996.
Yeah, a little before your time.
Danny DeVito's wife is also in it. Do you know which one of them is Danny DeVito's wife, Jesse?
No. I don't know.
I don't know if they're still married.
That's good knowledge. Norm Will 3, the little girl who plays Matilda is.
Oh, they're not married. They separated in 2012. It's Rhea Perlman, by the way, from Cheers. But go ahead.
I've never seen Cheers either. That's right.
Well, yeah, you probably shouldn't have.
Rhea Perlman also in Sunset Park. Hey, Shorty.
Pull your pants up and turn your head around. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the youngest little daughter in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Who was?
Matilda? Yeah.
This movie is completely escaping me.
Yeah, I've never seen it either. I'm just familiar with it.
Have you ever heard of, I feel like I've asked you this before. Have you ever heard of Twins with Danny DeVito and...
We talked about it on the show once. Yeah, I think okay. so.
I've never seen that either, but...
I remember seeing it. It's actually kind of funny. Arnold is actually kind of funny in it.
Arnold got some good movies. Like, good little...
he does.
Kindergarten Cop is a good movie.
That's the It's Not a Tumor. That's that movie. Yeah.
Somebody, I saw a clip the other day from Jingle All
Destroyed
the Way.
California. But
Jingle All the Way is pretty good.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way is a good movie.
I've seen that one. You know Danny DeVito's 81?
I'm convinced that those, is it, Jimmy, what are those commercials, the sandwiches?
Jersey Mike's.
That is like.
AI?
It's not really Danny DeVito.
Well, kind of. Like, I feel like it's like he's on a green screen and he's just superimposed into the commercial and whoever he's standing next to isn't actually standing next to him. Like, the commercial never looks real to me.
We have no proof to prove that you're wrong.
He's got one with Eli Manning, I think. That's pretty good.
Jason Jones's good friend, Eli Manning, we should ask him to ask Eli if he's ever actually done a commercial with Danny DeVito.
I'm a big fan of Jersey Mike's as well. It's a good sub.
Never had it.
It's a good sub.
I'm trying to find a list of...
Good cookies, too.
Here it is. Oh, Good Cookies. Okay. He has made a lot of movies.
Danny DeVito?
Did you ever watch... No, Arnold.
Oh.
Did you ever watch Pumping Iron? The bodybuilding movie?
No. I think I got... No, I'm not sure. I might have got scared off because I saw a clip of... It might not have been the same thing, but somebody pumping iron and their bicep just like exploded. And I
don't think that was that movie.
No need for me
probably
to watch
watching
that.
A Triple H match or something.
Damn.
Oh.
Damn, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's be real here.
Arnold's got some good movies.
I forgot about True Lies.
True Lies is fire.
Yeah, True Lies is a good movie.
True Lies is fire, and so is Jamie Lee Curtis. I don't know how old Jamie Lee Curtis was when she did that scene, but
I saw her not too long ago. I think they came out with a new Freaky Friday.
Yeah, it's called Freakier Friday.
Freakier Friday, yeah. I might have seen her like a month ago.
Okay. Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer. What a three-film run that was. Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer, the Terminator.
I've never seen any of the Terminators.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've seen Total Recall. He's in Total Recall.
Recall, yeah.
I think I've seen that, but I've never seen any of the Terminators.
It's probably sort of the same movie.
No, that's what it feels like.
Terminator's good. Terminator is good, and Terminator 2 is really good.
Is he a robot?
Or he's yes, a robot? I'm trying to remember. I think he turns babyface in Terminator 2. So Terminator 1, he's the heel. Terminator 2, he does a full-on WWE inexplicable, doesn't make any sense babyface turn.
How did "I'll be back" become so iconic? It's just the random throwaway line. But it's an all-timer.
I don't think it's the line. I think it's the way he talks.
He just went to save somebody and just, "I'll be back." How many times do we hear "I'll be back" in a movie?
But it's the way, "I'll be back." It's like, it's not the words. It's the way he talks.
He talked like that the entire movie.
It's the same thing as, it's not a tumor. Like, it's just a line that's funny because he says it.
Why isn't Freeze? Why isn't that?
Well, in True Lies, with "Watch out!" Like, he's saying the most basic sentence, but it's hilarious because of the way he says it.
Oh, man.
"Watch out!"
If real life didn't happen, Arnold would be pretty funny.
Yeah, right. Exactly. If he hadn't nearly sunk California into the Pacific Ocean, he'd be great. But he did. Low key, you could blame California for everything that is happening in our. Y'all thought
started
it would
in the '80s.
Y'all thought it started
then.
Yeah,
had people thinking they could just randomly be politicians.
I went down this rabbit hole listening to a podcast about Taxi Driver, the Robert De Niro movie, the Martin Scorsese Robert De Niro movie, and the guy who shot Ronald Reagan at the Hilton in D.C. He was obsessed with that movie and was obsessed with Jodie Foster, like he was stalking Jodie Foster, and you know they lay out like how many times like he saw the movie, and you know he actually went to assassinate Ronald Reagan multiple times before he finally like pulled the trigger, and he didn't know how to shoot though. So he's like shooting and the guns fly. He's hitting everybody except for the president, and he hits the president I think on his last shot. And it got me like interested in this book about, it's specifically about that assassination attempt. It's like, this would be really interesting to read, like what happens, you know, because immediately you like the amount of people that have to be notified, like what you have to do, how the government continues to function, you know, in those moments. And he was shot in the chest. So like, it's not like a quick, like, no, he's good. Like you're in fear that the president was just assassinated. And it sent me down this rabbit hole where I knew a president, there was an attempted assassination in Sacramento at Capitol Park. It was Gerald Ford. What I didn't know is that someone tried to kill Gerald Ford twice. Jeez. In a span of 17 days. Like, oh my God.
Goodness gracious.
They really did not like you.
Yeah.
I guess because he wasn't actually elected the president, and he didn't get elected the president because of the pardon he gave to Richard Nixon. But it just sent me down this weird rabbit hole. But thinking about Ronald Reagan, who was an actor, who California said, "Let's make the governor," goes on to become the president. California says, no, let's double down. It worked before. And here we are. Stephen A. Smith thinks he can run the country. And it's all California's fault. And it's probably Vivek Ranadive's fault somehow. Probably. I'm not sure, but he's at fault for virtually everything.
Sounds
today.
About right. And I will not give Vivek.
Probably wasn't here in California at the time, but still.
I will not give him any credit for the news that I found out yesterday. Sidebar, just because you talk about books. Elk Grove is getting a Barnes & Noble. I was really happy to see that.
They're building a new Barnes & Noble?
I know, right? Yeah. It's going to be right over there by the Yard House. And I think it's Mencino.
You got a Yard House?
Yeah, they're building one.
Oh, it's not built.
Yeah, this whole little
complex. Wait, where is this all going?
On Elk Grove Boulevard. Oh, man.
Is
right
that
next
where...
to the Costco, next to the In-N-Out. They're putting a Chick-fil-A over there. It's going to be a mess.
How far is that from the sporting goods? The Delta Shore. Is that a completely different area?
Yeah, it's completely different.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, down the freeway, one or two exits.
Okay.
But, yeah, I saw that. I said, Barnes & Noble, let's go. Let's go.
Salute. I mean, I'm glad there's still. I'm
I know the Kindle thing is what's going on, but I'm still buy.
So you
books,
know where
man.
They get you. This is where they get you. Like I found this book I wanted to read, and it doesn't have an audio book, and it's about shout out Godfrey. It's about blackface in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I was like, this looked like it'd be great to read. The book is like $25. The Kindle is like $2.
Oh man.
Like okay, wait a minute. I like holding the book in my hand, yeah. But I'm also a consumer.
Right.
I could read the same words for $2. Right. I could save $23 to read it on my iPad instead. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That was
it's the principality.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. But if Vivek Ranadive hadn't created the Kindle, this wouldn't be a problem.
My boy Darren Swoon, he's getting things done in Elk Grove. Vivek is not getting things done here in Sacramento.
No, he's not. He is single-handedly responsible for the death of books.
Vivek getting lit up today, and he's going to continue to get lit
up. Yeah, no.
Time goes forward.
Today was nice.
Yeah.
Today, and it goes back to the, bruh. They got Denver tomorrow.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you.
They got the Nuggets. What?
They're going to lose on Saturday.
I don't know when this basketball team is going to win again.
They're going to lose. What do you think the vibes will be at the Golden One Center on Monday? I'm not sure. I'm asking you.
I believe that this fan base will show up and be loud and cheer at the start of the game as they always do. But go ahead and be down 10 when that first timeout is called. Because that happened versus Atlanta. And I heard it. It was loud. It got significantly worse. And then it just stopped. Just stopped. So I don't think people are going to show up hostile on Monday. But don't give them a reason to get hostile, because I think they will, and they will quick. Because that first time out, that was pretty quick. That was the first quarter. Right. I think it was 18-8. And the crowd was like, you got to be kidding me. And they let them hear it, and it got way worse. Way worse.
The Kings may be the first home team in history. You know, like when Marvin Bagley came back and Buddy Hield came back, and when they touched the ball, they booed. The Kings might be the first home team in history when they're on offense, the crowd just boos for everybody that touches the basketball, except for Keon and Westbrook.
Oh, God.
Kings win the jump ball. Boo!
Yeah, I mean, but to your point, though, there is a level of anger that Kings fans have right now. But even worse than that, indifference may be starting to set in. They're always going to care about the Kings. But, like, it could – I don't care about this team. Let's just get through this season. It's whatever. Like you said – the boos will start, but then they'll just stop, and people will go, because you know it's a community event going to the Kings. And man, I'll be in the concourse talking to people. Hey, what's up, big dog? See you in a minute. Like, worry about the Kings. That may be how people end up feeling.
So here's a little peek behind the curtain, so to speak. Radio ratings, like whatever, they're kind of always there. They're kind of always the same. As far as like the three of us are concerned, we don't know if that's real people. We don't know what that is. YouTube, we can see. Or stream. I don't want to say YouTube because that's not fair to Twitter and Twitch. Like, we could see it. Mm-hmm. It's very visual. We can see the number. We know when something's working, when something's not working. We know when there's a big story, when there's not. In previous years, the closer we get to camp, the bigger pop you see. Mm. You noticed, I noticed, we all know that pop never really happened. Mm. Which means the casuals who kind of, you know, they'll check in. Maybe they don't spend their entire life riding with D'Lo and KC like, you know, Drew Down and Manny and Mrs. Mac 10 and the crew over here do. But they pop in when there's a big story. I don't think they were interested this year. Mm. And that season, that new freshness, that brand new, that 0-0 never happened. Mm. It happened a dozen times last year. Mike, De'Aaron, 7 wins, 11 of 12, play-in. It happened repeatedly. But after Dennis, and there was a pop for Russ, but after Dennis, nothing. And I think it goes back to this fan base collectively. They hate this effing basketball team. Mm. They love the Kings. Love the city, I'm sure. They do not like this group of players. Mm. And they saw the writing on the wall of Zach, DeMar, and Dennis. And at first, they saw the writing on the wall with Russell Westbrook and didn't like it. Mm. Russ won them over real quick, but they knew they weren't going to see Keon. They knew Keegan wasn't even here, and they didn't buy it. And I think they still don't. That's why attendance looks the way that it looks. That's why you get reactions the way that you get. And it's the casual fan that just has kind of like, maybe I will watch Houston. Mm-hmm. Maybe I will watch OKC. Maybe I will watch Atlanta. Maybe it's the NBA hour for me at the house, and I'm watching that instead.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Vivek has done irreversible harm to the psyche and to the excitement of this Kings fan base. And what I am alluding to when I say that is, say the Kings get a top three pick. Say they get Cam Boozer in the draft. I'm not sure if you were here or not, but do you remember the excitement when Fox was drafted?
Oh, I was here. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I was downtown when he was drafted.
Do you think it'll be the same if Cam Boozer is drafted as when Fox was drafted? Because it feels like it'd be a little less.
I can tell you what would swing it. Cam Boozer says, I want to play in Sacramento. Hmm. Because remember, that boosted De'Aaron's babyface stock a lot. Mm-hmm. And this was a draft where I'm not trying to discredit Scott Perry nor Vlade Divac with this remark, but it was clear that it's going to be De'Aaron. Like, you'd really have to get this wrong if you don't draft De'Aaron Fox. Mm-hmm. And there was no indication anyone was going to surprise you by taking him ahead of you. And it felt like he was there for you. And De'Aaron, maybe as a whether De'Aaron wanted to play here or not, but he said he did. Mm-hmm. It's a harsh word, and I don't mean this negative. That's a manipulation tactic from like agents. Mm-hmm. This is what he wants to do. No, he's the fifth overall pick. No, I understand that. We wanted him to get to Sacramento. It's a way of cushioning, not going 4-3-2 and so on. Mm-hmm. But once you utter those lines about Sacramento, oh yeah, you in there. Tyrese will have a chokehold on people for a long time. Mm-hmm. because he was adamant that he wanted to be here. That has value to it. Cam Boozer lets that fly in an interview. Yeah, I could see the excitement there.
I agree. But I think 7, 8, 9 years ago, there wasn't the stink of the Veckel just messed this up too.
Very true. Very true.
And Cam Boozer comes in. There will be excitement, but there will be a number of people who will be guarded, who will say, it's great that Cam is drafted. It's great that he wants to be here. Vivek will just mess this up like he does everything else. And I think that'll keep them from being all the way in until actually see the turnaround.
Very, very fair.
And that's what I mean. He's
didn't
changed,
think of that. Yep.
He's changed this thing, man. He's changed it for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I didn't think of that. I mean, the only way to fix it is to. I guess this is the problem that we've discussed on numerous occasions. I don't believe Vivek is involved in every single decision this team makes. I don't believe that Vivek is involved in every bad decision that this team makes. If you think DeMar DeRozan was a bad decision, yeah, I can tell you that I believe Vivek was involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
If you think Zach LaVine was a bad decision, I think we all know that Vivek Ranadive was involved in that. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about draft picks and this and that and all of the stupid stories that seem to come out about him during draft time, I don't think most of that stuff is true.
Yeah.
I believe it, feel like I know exactly who the person within that group talks to the specific writers and make him look like an idiot. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean he hasn't done his own damage. It's like what we were talking about earlier. Tim Bontemps got the thing wrong about Zach LaVine, saying Doug Christie benched Zach LaVine. No, you don't have to. Don't misrepresent what's happening. Like, tell the facts. They're bad enough. The facts about Vivek Ranadive are bad enough. And I don't think there's any way, I don't think there's anything Scott Perry, BJ, this front office or any other front office can do to convince this fan base that he's not involved. Mm-hmm. They would just have to get it right for a lengthy period of time.
And that's
and it's key. Going to take years.
That's the key, not to absolve Vivek in any way. But my read on him has always been, he will let them do what they need to do as long as it's right. When things are like, if Scott Perry hadn't found that, you mentioned it earlier, if he hadn't found that guy in 2-3 years, that's when you gotta, you ain't gotta worry about Vivek right now. I don't believe, I think you ain't gotta worry about that, but you hadn't seen any signs in 2-3 years, that's when you gotta worry about Vivek Ranadive. Because if it's going bad, his patience is not there.
Yeah.
And then he'll just kind of do whatever. That's what happened with Monty. Monty was doing whatever he wanted until he couldn't bring guys in. Him and Wes couldn't bring guys in. And then that's when it's like, no, go get me DeMar. No, go get me Zach LaVine. And that's when it got bad.
I will never, ever, ever tell this fan base that they have to be patient. But I will tell Vivek Ranadive he does.
Can I say something real quick? It's about the 49ers, actually. They voted Brandon Ayuk's 2026 guarantees. They voided Brandon Ayuk's 2026 guarantees.
Oh, he might have played his last game as a 49er.
Ayuk failed to attend meetings, declined participation in other team activities in recent months. That's from Diana Russini.
He 100% has played his last
game. Oh, we got to go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.